Hi, I'm Mira, and this is Juliet.
And this is
Small Talk. In this episode of Small Talk, we're going to talk about how visual and auditory storytelling affects individual people today. Visual and auditory media can affect the emotions, interests, decisions, and opinions of a person.
Let's start off with emotions. A great example of an auditory media that can affect your emotions is the Moth Podcast, and specifically their Story Hour. The Moth Story Hour is basically a place where people can tell stories from their own experiences in life and usually teach a lesson by the end.
Juliet and I listened to a couple of these episodes to see how they would affect us.
Oh yeah, they were really interesting.
Yes, they were. We noticed afterwards that during and after listening to each episode, our emotions had changed.
One episode we noticed in particular was A Monkey Meets a Seal Meets a Monkey, narrated by Matthew MacArthur. In this episode, MacArthur recounts his adventure of seeing a seal underwater in Antarctica.
During his story, MacArthur uses imagery and connects the audience with the podcast. Even though the listener is not actually there, they can feel connected to the story and feel like they are there.
When he was telling the story, I could imagine exactly what he was saying.
Me too. MacArthur was able to alter our emotions during the episode and have us just as amazed as he was when he saw the seal underwater. The podcast even caused me personally to want to go see a seal in Antarctica.
Same. It lasted only for a few minutes afterwards, but someone out there could become interested in Antarctica just after listening to MacArthur.
Yeah, and I think that's really important to realize because it shows that auditory media like podcasts can affect the emotions of a person and can also impact their interests. These influences can change a person's experience as a human being.
That's right. Visual media can have this effect as well.
We watched this documentary on Netflix called The Stanford Prison Experiment.
Oh yeah, the documentary is based on a psychological study done by Professor Philip G. Zimbardo in 1971. In this study, Zimbardo created a mock jail with prisoners and guards in order to study the effect of jails on an individual.
I think the documentary did a great job of capturing the emotions and experience of both the prisoners and the guards. While watching the documentary, both Juliet and I noticed how our emotions changed with the prisoners in the story. When the prisoners were treated harshly, we reacted by feeling bad and getting angry at the guards.
The documentary was able to play with our emotions and really change how we felt.
Exactly. This documentary is a great example of how visual media can influence the emotions of individuals. After watching this documentary, I became interested in the results of the study done and looked up more about it after.
So, would you say the documentary influenced your interest?
Yes, definitely. In fact, I started watching more and more documentaries about psychological studies and the abuse of power. Both the Moth Podcast episode and the Stanford Prison Experiment documentary influenced Juliet and I's emotions and interests.
By using captivating imagery, the podcast episode got us excited about the Antarctic and evoked a feeling of amazement inside of us.
By using purposeful camera angles and great acting, the documentary helped us connect with the characters through sadness and inspired us to learn more about the abuse of power. Clearly, visual and auditory media can influence and alter the emotions and interests of a person.
This can be reflected into their lives forever and change their human experience.
Yes. The emotions and interests which are introduced during these medias can affect a person's life. Someone could gain a particular interest in something after listening to or watching visual or auditory media, and this interest can become a major part of their identity.
For example, if someone listens to a podcast about cats, they could get an interest in cats, and cats will become a part of who they are as a person.
Yes, emotions and interests are not the only thing visual and auditory media can influence, though.
Visual and auditory media can also influence the opinions and decisions of a person.
An example of a film or movie that can influence a person in that way is the short film Worm, directed by Christopher Winterbauer.
This short film is about a boy named Worm and is set in the 90s, inspired futuristic time period. Worm, along with every other kid in his neighborhood, has to wear a type of collar which only pops off when they complete their sexual requirement.
Their sexual requirement is that they need to have some type of sexual experience with another person. In the film, Worm is the last person in his grade to still have his collar on, and he needs to get it popped in order to continue into the next grade.
He basically spends the entire film trying to get his collar popped, and by the end of the story, he kisses a girl and his collar comes off.
The sexual requirement and collar are all part of a program called No Child Left Behind. It's important to notice that there is a real act with this name today.
The film conveys a strong opinion regarding the No Child Left Behind policy. It portrays this act in the future and under a negative light.
Because the film has this strong opinion, it also has the ability to change other people's opinions.
After watching the film, a person could definitely have changed opinions on the No Child Left Behind Act that exists today. This film clearly shows how visual media can change an individual's opinion on something.
Yes. In fact, based on a study done by Dr. Potts, an associate professor of political science at the University of Dayton, suggests that films can act as an influence. It is difficult to say, she says, whether that influence lasts years, decades, or a lifetime, but the influence of movies along with other factors may be quite substantial.
According to Dr. Potts and our own experiences, visual media has the powerful ability to change opinions and worldviews. This could in turn affect the decisions a person makes.
Yes. After watching the film Worm, a person could begin to start a petition against the No Child Left Behind Act we have today.
Or they could decide to move to somewhere outside the United States where they do not have the No Child Left Behind Act or anything like it. And of course, these examples are very large scale, but it can have a small scale impact on an individual's decision as well.
Yes. As you can see, visual media has the ability to impact and alter the opinions and decisions a person makes. This has an impact on their experience as a human being and determines how they live and who they are.
Auditory media has the ability to do this as well.
Yeah. An example of an auditory media that can influence a person in this way is the episode Truthache from the Moth podcast.
In this episode, Anaga Mahajan tells a story about the time she fell off her bike and broke her teeth. She explains how the staff in the emergency room was ignorant and dismissive.
Mahajan tells her painful story using comedy in order to keep the audience engaged. She clearly expresses her opinions on the staff in the emergency room and how disappointed she was in the way they treat her.
Mahajan's strong opinions about the emergency room staff and healthcare staff in general have the ability to influence others' opinions on healthcare staff in the United States.
This can then impact the decisions they make in life. Let's say someone listened to Mahajan's Truthache and then developed a distaste for emergency rooms in the United States. Holding this opinion could lead them to never visit an emergency room in their life.
Or they could start raising awareness about the issue.
That's right.
Once again, these examples are at a large scale, but small decisions can be influenced as well.
Yes, definitely. Clearly, auditory media can have a huge impact on the opinions and decisions of a person.
This affects their experience and humanity because it can cause changes and shapes their lives.
Yes. So that was a lot of information to take in. Visual and auditory media definitely change the way a person lives and their experience as a human being.
The big question is, does it have a bigger influence than traditional written media, novels, or short stories? Everything we have talked about today has been leading up to this question.
In general, I think visual and auditory media is much more accessible and more used than written media.
Yes, I completely agree. In fact, Dr. Potts from the study mentioned before says that movies are one of the most accessible forms of art out there.
That's right. Going off of that, in 2016, Beth Rogowski, an associate professor of education at Bloomsburg University of Pennsylvania, did a study comparing audiobooks and written books. After the study, Rogowski says she found no significant differences in comprehension between reading and listening. Her results show that people are able to retain the same amount of information using audio or written material.
So, if audio and visual types of media are more accessible and more frequently accessed than written media, and using audio and visual media allows you to retain the same amount of information than written medias, I think it's safe to say that auditory and visual medias have a bigger impact on a person's life regarding their emotions, interests, decisions, and opinions.
Yes, I 100% agree. Auditory and visual media affect the human experience more than traditional forms of media. Anyways, that's all the time we have for today.
Thanks for tuning back into
Small Talk.
Make sure to come back next week where we will be discussing the benefits of eating orange peels.
Goodbye.